Hi, everyone. I'm Merlin Redneck.
I'm Sphincter Envy.
And you're listening to
We Roll With It.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Merlin Redneck.
Howdy, it's Sphincter Envy.
And today's episode will probably be our most controversial one yet. It's about education.
Don't we always say that?
Well, technically it is, because we haven't done it yet. So, yeah. Education is one of the biggest topics in the disability / special needs parents communities. And I'd argue it's one of the most politically influential, considering that 20% of Americans are disabled. And let's say 10% of us went to public school while being disabled.
I did.
If 10% of Americans and their parents had a good experience with public schools, the political direction of this country would be a lot different. I'm not kidding. I know many special needs parents who picture the IEP meeting that the teacher's just saying they're going to ignore the IEP. When I tell them about universal health care, they're like, I'm not trusting my not trusting the government with my health care when they won't even follow my kid's IEP.
Yeah, really. Yeah, it's terrible.
But keep in mind, not all of this is the fault of the teachers or the schools. The IDEA has never been fully funded, even under the most liberal administration since IDEA was passed.
And when was the IDEA put into effect?
I think somewhere in the 70s.
Do you know what it stands for?
Individuals in Education Act or something?
Okay.
Let me double check. Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. Ideally, it says that all children receive a free and appropriate public education. However, sometimes, or most times, things are not ideal.
Nope. Far from it.
And again, it's not always the fault of politicians or teachers or parents. Things just happen. But the problem with things just happening is that it often leads a lot of battle scars.
For sure.
Most kids with disabilities would have better grades if we didn't have things like teachers just ignoring the IEP.
Yeah.
Or parents just being in denial. However, sometimes it often falls on the disabled kid. Because, yeah, I will be fully self-aware and take responsibility. Sometimes I was lazy. Or sometimes I hid behind my disability.
Yeah, I was very lazy many times. But sometimes, kids have to deal with situations they shouldn't have to. And parents have to fight way too hard than they should have to for what their kids need.
And sometimes the parents refuse to see the obvious. For example, everyone, parents, teachers, grandparents, priests, we're all, well, preachers, whatever, Sunday school teachers, we're all about me learning to handwrite from kindergarten to like fourth grade. It was all the time saying, Rolling Redneck, your handwriting sucks. Rolling Redneck, you can do better with the handwriting. I know you can. It's like, no, this is as good as it's going to get. Sometimes they yelled at me, sometimes screamed. Sometimes they were doing the super duper, be positive, magical thinking. If you try super hard, you can overcome your motor skills problems. That's not how disability works. If you ask real palsy or other disabilities that impair your motor skills, You're not going to overcome them. You're going to learn to work around them.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, when we're when I'm telling people this, they're like, wait, your parents tried to make you handwrite? Like, yeah, we didn't have Bluey and Bandit teaching us how to solve problems. We were screaming at each other like howler monkeys in the 90s. It was, oh, you're being lazy, or no, you're being a fucking douchebag. And of course, what really didn't help was that my mom went to a church that was really obsessed with corporal punishment.
Wow.
Yeah. Honestly, it bordered on pedophilia. Mm. Like everyone's standing around the church sanctuary telling stories about why they spanked their kids that week before, or the things they're going to do to their kid if their report card didn't come back right. Gee, I wonder why I don't go to church with mom anymore. So, before I continue my rambling, tell us about your school. What happened after the incident?
Well, after my stroke, I was going to a very liberal private school, and they didn't have IEPs or anything. They were just like, okay, whatever she needs, it's fine. And they basically did give me everything I needed, except they were way too lenient. But honestly, I probably needed that leniency in the very beginning. I was still pretty sick. But afterwards, when I grew up some and I went back into public school, back into high school, I had an IEP and most of the teachers followed it. No, I'd say all of them did. But getting them to remember that, hey, yes, she needs two copies of each worksheet, one for her, one for hers, this and that, it seems trivial, but it was frustrating. But the most annoying part was getting my assistive technology.
Oh, yeah.
And that was very frustrating because we had to fight for so long. And we didn't, it was crazy. We had a friend come in to a meeting with us, just wearing a business suit, looking like a lawyer. He didn't open his mouth, say one word, but he came in with me and my parents to the meeting. And the next thing you know, oh, yeah, sure, we'll pay for the assistive technology. Just the seed that we might sue because they wouldn't have paid for my assistive technology was scary enough. And it turned out that he actually was a lawyer. But
we'll probably know him.
Maybe. But he wasn't a lawyer for his, like, special needs or anything like that, but it's still true. They probably could do it.
What kind of assistive technology did you use?
So right now my wheelchair has a built-in Bluetooth mouse. And that didn't exist at the time. It was like 2005 or so. And so what did exist was an infrared transmitter and receiver. And so the transmitter plugged into the USB port on my computer, and the other part hooked into the computer, my wheelchair. So, and then my joystick would work using the mouse. No,
I had something called an Alpha Smart.
Yeah.
Now, how I got the Alpha Smart was really interesting. Because by fourth grade, my mental health had already started deteriorating. Because, you know, everyone's screaming at me, hand right, hand right, hand right.
Mm-hmm.
When I couldn't. And them complaining about me when I couldn't do the handwriting. And also bullying. So my mental health is in a bad place.
Yeah.
My mom probably lost her job because she kept having to pick me up from school every other day for behavioral issues or meltdown, you know. So we transferred schools, and we got a new paraprofessional person and an actual psychologist involved. And they did some analysis, I think. They noticed that my scores on the standardized tests were good. Like, really good.
Yeah.
As I thought I was being lazy, but two new parties came in who didn't know me all that well. They're like, hey, wait a minute. The kid's doing well when he doesn't handwrite. Maybe we should stop fucking forcing Rolling Redneck to handwrite.
Yeah.
So they gave me an Alpha Smart, which, for those of you who didn't grow up in the 90s, in the special needs, you know, group thingies, an Alpha Smart's basically like a keyboard with a Game Boy screen.
Okay.
And you type the Alpha Smart, you transfer it to the computer with a USB cable, and then you printed it out, then you brought the work to the teacher. This technology had been available since 1992, and was probably in a closet somewhere in the school district, like in downtown or something. But everyone was so obsessed with winning a power struggle against a 7-year-old with mental disturbances and physical disabilities that they wanted to throw gasoline on. They're like, you know, we really need to go in this closet. Like, then, because the psychologist probably meeting all the teachers, like, are you people fucking stupid? He's 7. Give him the fucking Alpha Smart.
Yeah.
But damage was already done. You know, it took a couple years to, you know, get my shit relatively together.
Yeah.
You know, being involved in a power struggle where I was against everyone wasn't really good for, you know, the sanity department.
No, that's a lot of temper.
Yeah. But, you know, around fifth grade, you know, they had the teachers had a new policy. You know, even if Rolling Redneck has problems, acknowledge that he has some good qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel like he's an irredeemable monster.
Yeah.
And this was actually my mother's idea because, you know, after losing her job at the bank, possibly because of me, she had taken another job and she had a lot less time to hang around weirdos at church. So, you know, who told her that the solution to disability problems was hitting me more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And of course, my shrink, we'll call her Dr. S, acknowledged that the power struggle was wrong. The power struggle, the handwriting thing was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she said she was really sorry for that. You know, people often underestimate how bad it feels when you don't apologize to kids when you screw them over. But it does help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she also did something really important. She also gently but firmly told me, okay, power struggle's over. Get off your ass and do your work.
Good.
So from 6th to 8th grade, things were going relatively well. I was getting like A's and B's. And more importantly, people were following the IEP. Imagine that. A disabled kid does well when you acknowledge that he's disabled.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking weird?
So strange.
Yeah.
Cater to his disability? What?
Well, catering wouldn't be the right word. I would think, you know, working around the disability or showing him how he can, how he can, you know, navigate it.
Working with skill, too. So, not great words on either of our parts.
Yeah.
Our parts, our brains.
Yeah. Hey, people in comments, give us better words.
We don't know how to think. Remember, we're disabled.
Yeah, all the head trauma.
It's mom beating him.
Well, she didn't hit me in the head.
Or rolling redneck, whatever your name is. We'll cut that part out.
No.
You're So you essentially needed a laptop like everyone else. And their fucking mom has got now.
Yeah, that's really weird.
That's what I got when I was like 12. Yeah. And that's what I needed. That was part of the assistive technology as well.
Yeah.
But I already had one because my parents knew that. I couldn't use it very well, but... Or I could use it better once I got the better assistive technology.
So tell us more about your school, like, you know.
Well, the high school I went to first was huge, and I was just a number. And I was still very, I don't think I was scared and depressed anymore, just... anxious and whatever, but I spent most of my time hauled up with my nurse next to the bathroom. For most of the day. I only went to one class. It was algebra because I had a crush on the teacher because he spoke to me the first day of class. Instead of my nurse, he actually talked to me. And that changed my life. But because there were so many fucking people there, I transferred my junior year to a middle college. And that was great. I loved middle college.
Okay. For those of us who weren't smart enough to be in middle college, what's middle college?
Is a smaller school, and you get to take college courses for free.
Ah.
And I didn't get there until they just started the whole college course program. And then all of a sudden they started letting in freshmen, which really fucking sucked. Because freshmen all of a sudden could graduate with an associate's degree. Be fresh out of high school with a goddamn associate's degree. While me just would have my one little college credit that I graduated with. Yippee, what am I going to do with this one measly fucking credit? Thanks. I was so mad when I found out.
Yeah. My grades actually weren't good enough to get into the middle college program because in eighth grade, I had a mental health breakdown.
Yeah, I don't know how mine were because I skipped every class but one. And I even know the last year I was at my first high school, a teacher tried to fail me because I didn't turn in my last term paper or whatever. I just flat out, I mean, I didn't like do a shitty job or nothing. I just didn't turn it in. And I told her I was keeping up with it, shit like that. And so she gave me an F on the grade, but the other people convinced them to make it a D, my final grade a D. So I think my parents probably convinced them, the middle college people, to let me in that, and maybe my entrance essay and my interview. I don't know.
Maybe it was. Do you want to keep dealing with her?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure that's why I passed calculus. Like, they're like, yeah, we don't want to deal with this asshole anymore. Just give him the D so he can graduate.
Yeah. It's like, she doesn't need to be in this big-ass school anymore. Give her smaller classes so she can like school again. She used to like it when she was in middle school, when the classes were 10 to 15 kids, not 30.
Yeah. So I think maybe we should do a little history lesson.
Sure.
In the 70s, before IDA passed, or IDEA, whatever we're going to call it, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Disabled kids would be in special schools, and they didn't really teach kids. They just had them watch Sesame Street or do arts and crafts or some shit. You know, some parents would say, hey, this is fucked up. Teach the kids.
Yeah.
So we had the first mainstreaming programs, but the teachers resented it because they had no fucking idea what they were doing. So it really became the worst of both worlds. Because the special schools would supposedly have teachers knew what they were doing, but they weren't teaching kids. Then we tried mainstreaming a bunch of kids with teachers who had no idea what they were doing, but also didn't want to teach kids. And also, all the able-bodied kids hated them. You know, by the 90s, some of that had simmered down. But yeah, they're still the weird kids, you know. God knows I was a weird kid.
Me too, and that was what was so cool about middle college, is because at middle college, it was all of the outcast kids. The ones with the weird hair, the goth kids, and none of the jocks, none of the, you know, preppy cheerleaders and stuff like that. We were all weird. It was so cool.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I was the only disabled one that was there the entire 2 years I was there.
Well, actually, that's not that weird.
Well, I guess so.
Because schools didn't like taking the disabled kids off of the campus. Mm. Unless they absolutely had to. And I assume your middle college was taking place on an actual college campus like my sister's was?
It was. Yep.
Yeah, they probably didn't want to risk disabled kids going to keggers.
Yeah. It was GTCC.
Yeah. So before high school, I had a very bad mental breakdown. Mm. You know what the source of it was? Mm. Take a guess.
Church?
Nope.
Puberty?
Probably not. It was the teacher, there was the principal deciding that my IEP didn't apply. Mm-hmm. See, my IEP said quite clearly, and I made sure to get this in fucking writing in front of my parents in seventh grade, that I was to take an adaptive gym class. Because I still had to do the gym class.
Yeah. I remember them doing that to me. I was like, are you shitting me?
Yeah. And But around eighth grade, their school concocted a new program to put middle school kids in a high school class for high school credit. But the high school credit class took place during the adaptive gym class. So my first thought was, as is yours, I'm sure, as is, I'm sure, anyone with any brains that would have as their first thought, like, this was a really bad fucking idea. And I kind of maybe threatened suicide because I had been bullied in the previous gym class in elementary school.
Yeah.
You know, social workers got involved. People had to go to mom's. People had to go to mom. They talked with her. She was scared. It was a whole big fucking mess. But for some reason, I think it's because mom found a better job and she had time to hang out with insane drug people again. My mom and dad decided to go along with this arrangement.
What arrangement?
Putting me in the regular gym class so I could be in the honors math class. Now, why they put me in honors math, I have no idea. I was better at English.
So they were like, okay, put him in the regular gym class.
Yeah. My parents deny this happened. But they damn sure held the suicide threat over my head every time I wrote something mildly family unfriendly, shall we call it, for the next 5 years. They were like, oh, you gotta be careful because last time we had social workers and that was scary. Like, you were the reason the social workers were there. You could have said no to this gym class. And the whole thing would have been avoided. Mm-hmm. But while I wrote on my script that I didn't know why they went along with this, I think I do know why they went along with this now. Hmm. The principal fucking lied to them.
Yeah.
So this whole thing had been, the whole program with the honors math was rather slapdash. Like, half the school schedules had to be changed. That was how poorly thought this whole thing was. Hmm. So there were like 40 more kids in the eighth period regular gym class than there should have been in any gym class. There was no structure in the gym class. But the principal's like, oh, he's perfectly safe. And he's totally thriving.
Wow.
No, I wasn't. No, it wasn't.
God, were they just like tossing dodgeballs at you?
Well, not really dodgeballs. There weren't enough of anything for anybody to do. It was like, let's have the biggest volleyball game ever. And that's what it was for every class because there wasn't space to do anything else besides really big volleyball games because there weren't enough balls. Because the class wasn't supposed to have 40 extra kids. But yeah, this is one of the ways that, for parents, this is one of the ways that a lot of schools will try to trick you. They'll try to lie to you and say, oh, this is fine.
Bunch of assholes.
Yeah, and they'll tell you, oh, the kid's just being dramatic. Because of his mental disturbance or whatever.
Show you a mental disturbance.
And they'll really go with the, oh, he's just being lazy line.
Mm-hmm. You're like, goddamn right, I'm being lazy.
Yeah. But my favorite line that I've ever heard in a class by a teacher, and I use favorite in a really sarcastic way here, let me be clear, is that, oh, I don't want to be unfair to the other kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, and this is a common line that you'll hear as a parent a lot. You'll hear as a disabled kid a lot. And I hope there are teachers listening right now. And I hope you'll pardon our profanity. But when you're dealing with a disabled kid, it's not your job to be fair or, you know, pay attention to what the rest of the class thinks. You have to follow the law. And while you're at it, teach your class the little thing called perspective.
Yeah.
Like, if the worst thing that happens to an able-bodied kid is that the quadriplegic gets an alternative to the big, hyper-complex poster project, teach him some perspective. Like, tell him, well, congratulations, you've had a better day than the kid with the quadriplegia problem.
Yeah.
Or better yet, if you're assigning a big, complex make-work project to a bunch of kids in high school, why are you assigning a big, complex make-work project to a bunch of kids in high school? Because guess what? When you go to college, they don't really assign you a lot of big make-work projects.
No.
It's just a lot of writing. You read the books, you write, you take the test. Nobody's stopping to make you do a collage.
Shit, I'd rather they make us do a collage.
Oh, trust me, no, you wouldn't. Because then you have to find a bunch of shit laying around the house that you don't have. Your boyfriend would have to go to Hobby Lobby, like 40 minutes away. Then you have to hope he buys the right shit.
No, I know how to use the internet. I'm an artist. I know how.
Yeah.
I was just talking to a friend today about how I always bought some, I can't think of it now. The fucking glue. Rubber cement.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember my sixth grade teacher assigning a project that required a glue gun.
Yeah.
Mind you, the news was always going on about how we were the most impoverished school district in the state.
Yeah.
Every time there was a teacher strike, they were going on about how we're the most impoverished school district in the state. But somehow this teacher just thinks every kid has a glue gun laying around the house. Yeah, and let me tell you a little secret for all you suburban teachers everywhere who's going to some seminar to learn the next creative project. If your kid's dirt fucking poor, he doesn't have a glue gun laying around his fucking house.
Yep.
The only reason there was a glue gun laying around my house was because my mom happened to be the church teacher for like the 4-year-olds.
Yeah.
Every other kid in the class, like, wondering, where the fuck do I get a glue gun?
I guess you lucked out, rolling redneck.
Yeah, for certain values of luck.
Yeah.
I certainly have more interesting stories to tell about crazy projects.
Well, tell us.
Well, okay. The weirdest project I ever had to do was the glue gun project. What she wanted us to do was write a book report, but also make a presentation where you enacted a scene from the book you're doing a book report on with little popsicle stick figures, with those googly eyes and
gotcha.
A nose made of felt. It was like Stick Stickly from Nickelodeon. Yeah. So, what I did... And my family will back this up, was my sister had entered the church's junior talent thingy. She entered the art contest, and she had made a coffee can background with the Garden of Eden. Yes, she wanted us to do a background using a coffee can.
Yeah.
And again, that required another bunch of art supplies nobody fucking had in their house. So everyone had to go to Hobby Lobby, dropping $40 to get art supplies. You know, when they could have been using that $40 for things like food. So I cannibalized my sister's art project to make The Secret Garden using a wheelchair from her old dollhouse. And I did the scene where the boy learned to walk again or whatever. I told Dad what I was doing. He's like, okay, that's the most clever thing you ever done. I'll allow it. Mom's like, you've got to let him cheat. And he's like, do you want to sit up all night doing this fucking project with him?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't say fucking, but he basically said, do you want to do this project with him? The list of weird and strange projects could fill a whole episode on its own.
Yeah.
But I got an A on that project.
I thought it was your sister's project.
Well, it became mine when I stole it.
Okay.
The magic of cheating.
Yeah.
I turned Garden of Eden into Secret Garden. And, you know, the only reason my dad let me do it was because, he didn't want me to bother him with the project because he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
And B, he thought the project was stupid. I mean, why add the extra art thing to the book report? Because, again, I want to emphasize this point. She was the English teacher. Yeah, little pet peeve of mine. I hated it when all the other teachers tried to be the art teacher. Like, I get that art has value. Every kid should have access to art class. Every kid should have access to music class. Every kid should have access to drama class or band or whatever. But when you go to a 10th grade classroom and you see a bunch of 10th graders gluing things to posters instead of, you know, actual academic work, the teacher might have some wires crossed. And again, feel free to roast me in the comments, all you art people.
Yeah.
We need the engagement.
I was trying to think of any crazy school projects that I've had. And I can't really think of any.
Well, that's probably because you were in the college classes, and they don't really assign art projects in the college classes.
Well, they weren't all college classes. I was still in high school, so.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just glad I didn't finish my high school at the awful high school. I mean, it was probably great for able-bodied kids, but...
I finished high school, but my 9th and 10th grade classes were rough because I had every teacher trying to be the art teacher.
Yeah.
But then I got a bunch of teachers in my 10th, 11th grade, my 11th and 12th grade years, who weren't actively trying to be the art teacher all the fucking time. And imagine that, I did better in class. Once again, the magic of acknowledging your disabled student is disabled. Oh, but my super favorite art project was the time my science teacher had us bake a cake representing a cell. Instead of, you know, just listing out the name.
Yeah.
Instead of just listing out the names and parts of a cell and what they do. she had us bake cake. Pie or something.
Yeah.
You know, again, instead of letting people spend their food money on food.
Wow.
In allegedly the most impoverished district in the state. And I had told her, I can't get into my kitchen.
That's awful.
It's not wheelchair accessible.
Oh, fuck you, God.
And she was like, oh, I don't want to be unfair to the other kids. I'm like, yeah, so my mom ended up baking the cake. And we actually made a sperm cell. I was like, just bake what's on page 50 or something, please. I'll do the letters and writing work. My aunt got on my mom for doing it.
Yeah.
You know, she was like, you can't get in the kitchen. What do you want him to do?
about.
Yeah, but that's the stupid parts of mainstreaming. Unfortunately, a lot of special ed is fucked too. Just in different ways from the way it was fucked in the 70s. We're having every kind of disability in the same room now. And only like, what, maybe 2 to 3 teachers?
Yeah.
So nobody's getting the attention they need.
And it's just noise.
Especially all the budget cuts going on. But, and I'm going to have to go a little slightly right-wing for you for a minute. But now some people have had a new idea. Let's avoid expulsions whenever possible by giving students IEPs. So now we're putting white supremacist kids, gang kids, in the same room as the kids with autism and or bipolar or, you know, crazy shit. Yes, now the 2 or 3 special needs teachers and the aides now have to try to run a classroom, you know, and try to keep the kid who freaks out when somebody gets a minor aspect of Sonic the Hedgehog lore wrong, and they got to keep the white supremacist kid from killing somebody. And we're wondering why, special ed is kind of fucked up. And I'm sorry for all you parents who have kids who are criminal justice involved, but if your kid's a white supremacist, or your kid's first reaction to learning someone's from the wrong criminal organization is to pick up a chair and throw it at somebody's head, he doesn't need a school. He needs either a jail or a mental institution. And there are some kids who are so mentally effed up that they also need some inpatient help.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sorry, when the special ed teacher is getting concussion, it's time to reevaluate that student's place. Like, they need a doctor. You got so many of these parents who are in active denial that their kid is, you know, either has, yeah. They either denied their kids unable to be in a regular class or in a regular special needs classroom, or they're totally excusing their kids' behavior. You ever see that one episode of King of the Hill where the boy is harassing Hank and the parents are just like, oh, that's just Caleb's way of showing affection? Yeah, it's an interesting episode. It's one King Hill's worst episodes or something, but it's also kind of interesting from the perspective of someone who evaluates your special needs. Because you're like, yeah, this kid definitely has ADHD, and yeah, these parents are not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
And that's really one of the biggest problems, parents not doing anything about their special needs kid.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're doing the exact wrong thing. Like, sometimes the kid does need his ass kicked. I know I need my ass a couple times. But also, sometimes kid needs more help than what a parent or teacher can provide. And I'm not saying we should go back to institutionalizing every kid, or that we should go back to what we're doing in the 50s. But obviously, some kids need that kind of help. Because special needs teachers, they're just not showing up to work anymore. Because A, they're not being paid enough. B, they're not being supplied enough. And C,
and being attacked.
Yeah. So it really comes down to, what do we do?
Fuck if I know.
I mean, that's really kind of the thing. Because I only have the vaguest sense of an idea. A, teachers, both mainstream and special ed, need to get together, start calling the IEPs whenever possible. Yeah, sometimes they can cost money, but sometimes they don't. It doesn't cost money to not assign a big, complex, make-work diorama, or having someone make videos. And just, you know, it doesn't cost money to have somebody just write an essay.
Yeah.
Say, hey, write a few sentences about what this person did in the story. You know what materials that requires? Pencil, paper, book. All the crazy diagram shit costs more than it does to follow to have an alternative to the art projects. And B, parents need to acknowledge that their kids have problems.
Yeah.
If your kid's having a behavioral problem where he's throwing punches whenever someone gets a minor thing wrong about his favorite subject, that's a big problem. That's not him being adorable. Like, it might be adorable when he's 4, but when he's 16 and the size of an NFL lineman, it becomes a little less adorable.
Yeah. Much less.
Because I know plenty of special education teachers who have stories, and parents also need to acknowledge it's a problem if a kid can't do something like writing. Because no matter how much you're going to nag him to handwrite, if he has cerebral palsy or something, he is not handwriting, get over it. I don't care how normal you want him to be. It ain't happening. And C, we're going to have to do things to make our special ed classroom safe, or our school safe in general. And not just, you know, metal detectors or whatever have you. Like, again, some kids aren't qualified to be in a regular school. They're either white supremacist or in some sort of criminal organization. Or they're severely handicapped in a way that a teacher can't deal with. Legitimately can't deal with. Now, I'm talking about, you know, it's not like one of those, I don't want to deal with the kid with autism or something like that because he's weird. I mean, I can't deal with him because every time something goes wrong, he starts hurting people. He starts trying to kill me. Mm. And yeah, we're going to need...
Yeah, that's definitely a problem.
Yeah, we're going to need more funding. If we want to have, you know, we want to make sure people with disabilities or disabled people have the ability to function their best capacity, yeah, they're going to need money to learn how to do that. They're going to need money for Alpha Smarts or AIDS or nurses.
I thought you meant AIDS as in HIV AIDS. Nope. I was like, they need money for that?
If you're it, yes.
I think they can get that for free.
Yeah. And sometimes schools need to be more efficient with the money they do have. Like going back to my high school with all the projects, I actually had an idiot with me in the classes because everyone was assigning projects all the fucking time and you know, taking notes, you know, doing the projects. Like, okay, maybe assigning so many projects that a kid with cerebral palsy needs a special aid to go with him to help him with the projects might be a bit inefficient. By the way, I liked my aide, Mrs. B, so much, even though I was kind of a piece of shit to her sometimes.
Yeah. But how old were you?
14.
Yeah, well, you were growing up.
Yep.
She probably expected that.
Although I have to imagine even she was wondering why a teacher was asking a bunch of kids to bake cakes in the most impoverished district in the state. But yeah, for all you parents, all you teachers, you're doing your best, and I salute you if you're doing your best. If you're not doing your best, start doing your best.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
if your kid is having problems at school, be their advocate, not an asswipe. Don't let teachers just roll over them. They don't need that.
But also, make sure you hold your kid accountable, too, because, again, the thing that would change for me was when my shrink said, okay, we're doing our job, now you gotta do your job.
Yeah.
It's a balance. It's not always easy to find. But when you're trying to make a kid do a big complex diagram in three dimensions and his hand shake like a bastard, yeah, then you got to step in.
Especially when they're telling him to handwrite.
And for the love of God, don't read anything written by James Dobson. May he rest in piss. May his grave be the world's biggest public toilet.
I don't know who that is.
He was one of the preachers who advocated using corporal punishment for every fucking thing. Yeah, my church is really big on that asshole. Yeah, and guess what?
Sounds about right.
And guess what the youth pastor was caught doing shortly before I left Ohio?
Molesting his youth group. I don't know.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
You know why?
No.
Because every church that advocates corporal punishment has a problem with that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Catholic Church, Baptist Church, my church, the weird church the Duggars run. They all have two things in common. Mm-hmm. But we'll save more of that for the religion episode.
Which we've been alluding to that one for a while.
Yeah.
Should do that one soon.
Yeah.
Growing up, right around Halloween.
Yeah, growing up in a cult is pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. And also, my mother will hate that episode. And she'll hate this episode, too.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, I ordered my sign that says accessible trick-or-treating.
Neat.
To go in my yard, so yeah, I'm excited.
Maybe I should drop by to help out.
That'd be great, because Halloween is on a Friday night, so my brother's party's not till the Sunday after, so that's cool. I'm excited. I hope some people bring their kids by. Grandkids, nieces, nephews, whatever. I gotta start buying candy because apparently it's going up like 48 cents every week from now till Halloween.
Because of course it is.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, I think we're about done here.
Yeah.
Everyone be safe this back to school season. Kids, do your work. Mm-hmm. Teachers, do your work. Parents, do your work. Politicians, what the fuck is wrong with you? Have a nice day, everybody.
And do your work.
Like and subscribe.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, before we leave, I'm going to promote my channel because we're talking about school. In 2 weeks... I'm starting a playthrough of Persona 5.
And what is Persona 5?
An RPG about school and fighting demons.
Oh, yeah? Huh?
It's going to be insane. Credit for music goes to Alex Productions. You can find them on YouTube. We'll put a link in the description. Have a nice day, everybody.
All right. Bye, everybody. Bye.